This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. At least 78 people are dead and dozens more injured after a stampede in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. Yemen's Houthi rebels say the stampede happened late Wednesday at an event to distribute financial aid in the old city of Sana'a. An official says the event was organized by merchants without coordination with local authorities. Two witnesses told the Associated Press the tragedy was sparked when armed Houthis fired into the air in an attempt at crowd control. Sudan's Rapid Support Forces, RSF, leader General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, known as Hemeti, told Al Jazeera TV that he was ready to implement a truce over the Islamic Eid holiday. After days of clashes between the paramilitary RSF and the Sudanese army, he added he would not sit with Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, who he called a criminal. This follows two previous ceasefire agreements that were not adhered to. The Arab League wants a ceasefire in Sudan during Eid al-Fitr, an important three-day Islamic feast following the holy month of Ramadan, which ends Thursday.
It is a good occasion for all Muslims to observe the feast without hostilities and it's an opportunity as well for the civilians to get their basic needs and to end this catastrophic situation they are facing in Sudan.
An Arab League spokesperson said the Secretary General of the Pan-Arab Organization has offered mediation between the conflicting military parties. He urges the Sudanese Armed Forces and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces to accept this initiative as a humanitarian relief to supply civilians with food, medicine, and health care. This is VOA News. The Chief of Staff of Mali's interim president, Omar Traore, and three others have been killed in an ambush, the government said in a statement on Thursday. VOA News will provide more when it becomes available. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol will visit the United States next week for a summit with U.S. President Joe Biden. The two leaders are scheduled to meet on April 26th in the Oval Office and hold a joint news conference. The White House says President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will host President Yoon and his wife Kim Kyung-hee at a formal state dinner later that night. The United Nations says some 67 million children partially or fully missed routine vaccinations globally between 2019 and 2021 because of lockdowns and healthcare disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The report also raised concerns about a drop in people's confidence in vaccines. Production of the Western movie Rust will restart Thursday in the U.S. state of Montana, a year and a half after a deadly shooting during filming. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Actor Alec Baldwin's movie Rust will resume production on Thursday in Montana, 18 months after filming was put on hold over a fatal on-set shooting. The movie's cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed during filming in New Mexico in October 2021 after Baldwin fired a live round during rehearsal. Both Baldwin and the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was responsible for the safety of weapons on set, faced charges of voluntary manslaughter. Baldwin has repeatedly said he was told by the crew that the gun was not loaded, entering a not guilty plea in February. Gutierrez-Reed will also plead not guilty, according to her lawyer. Both of them are due for a court hearing in May, when a judge will rule whether there is probable cause to try them.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks. SpaceX will make another attempt to launch the world's biggest and most powerful rocket Thursday. The nearly 12-meter-tall Starship is scheduled to blast off from its spaceport in the U.S. state of Texas. Monday's scheduled launch was canceled because of mechanical issues. Thousands of people gathered in a remote town on Australia's western coast Thursday to view a rare hybrid solar eclipse.
Absolutely amazing. Definitely. Someone turned the lights out and turned them back on again. How good was that?
Astronomy fans and enthusiasts from around the world traveled to Exmouth, a tiny beachside town, to witness the event. The moon crossed the sun for 1 minute, plunging viewers into darkness and dropping the temperature. This eclipse was the first of its kind since 2013. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.